So these moderate differences have added up into quite big, have produced quite big differences in national mortality rates. And you can see here the, what's this thing, do a laser as well, yeah. You can see here 1950, 1970, 1990, 2010. Actually, I've got a graph for 2010. It just comes on a little bit further down, down to 1.3%. And see, breast cancer death rates were drifting up for reasons Valerie will explain to you in a minute. So they're drifting up, you know, earlier menarche, later menopause, more postmenopausal obesity, not enough kids before the age of 30, and so on. And they would have kept on drifting up, and so the death rates were drifting up pari passu with the breast cancer rates. And then, in the 1980s, treatments that worked and treatments that worked better than treatments that worked better and better and better started to be used and started to be used in combination. And so, overall, the probability of dying in middle age from breast cancer at current death rates, 2010 death rates, is 1.3%. And it would have been well over 2.6% if things had carried on the way they were. It would have been probably nearer to 3%. And so more than half of the mortality has been avoided by the improvements in treatment since the mid-1980s. And they're none of them very thrilling. They're all of them boring. I'm going to show you one boring effect after another. But just remember that when you add up lots of boring effects, you finish up with a halving of risk, which isn't boring. I mean, for non-smokers, breast cancer causes more deaths than any other type of cancer.